a power surge in my house, so the internet and computer went down for a minute. So hopefully we're back, and we'll be hopefully the second time it happened this morning. So we'll see what happens. But okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Zayin. We are holding on daf Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis. We are at the Mishnah on daf Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Zechus Refuah Shlema for Meir Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. And it's also sponsored by David Gottesman's Loving Children in honor of his 70th birthday, which took place yesterday. We wish him ad meah ve'esrim, filled with health, happiness, and continued nachas from his children and grandchildren. So happy birthday to Dr. Gottesman. So we are holding at the Mishnah again on Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and the Mishnah is going to discuss a number of things. Keeping foods in the ground in order to preserve them. It's going to talk about cooling or warming water on Shabbos, wearing wet clothing on Shabbos. Then the Gemara is going to discuss shaking dirt from clothing on Shabbos. Are you allowed to brush off clothing with that brush off dirt from clothing on Shabbos? And we're talking about carrying clothing on Shabbos. Then the next Mishnah on Amud Aleph, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, is going to talk about bathing and other bodily needs that one might do on Shabbos. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about carrying wet towels back from the Merchatz, when you are allowed to and are not allowed to carry wet towels on Shabbos. And then we're going to discuss a little bit of the therapeutic value of bathing in the in a certain particular river and some other divrei agada. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis. So says the Mishnah: Nosen Tavshil L'Toch Habor B'Shvil She'Yesham. Where a person is allowed to put a cooked food into a pit in order that it should be protected, so that it shouldn't be ruined by the heat from the outside. So you put it in the ground in order to keep it nice and cool. V'Samayim Ayafim B'Ra'im. Person can take clean water that's roi l'shtia, that's drinkable water, and put the kli that has the clean water into a mikvah of cold, dirty water, bishvil sheyitzanenu, in order to make the clean water cool down a little bit. So you're just utilizing the dirty water for its temperature in order to cool down the clean water. Or you could take cold water and put it out in the sun, bishvil sheyechamu, so that it will warm up. We already learned back on Daf Lamed Tes that even though you're not allowed to be mevashel according to the Chum betoldos hachama, you're not allowed to cook in something that was heated by the sun. That's an Isser Midrabanan, that we're afraid that if you're allowed to be Mevashel Betoldos HaChama, you might come to be Mevashel Betoldos HaOr, that which was heated by the fire. So you're not allowed to be Mevashel Betoldos HaChama, but Bishel Bechama, directly from the sun, that's for sure going to be Mutter. So you're allowed to take cold water and put it in the sun, that's for sure okay. Next halacha, Mishenoshu Kelev Bederach B'mayim. If a person was walking on the road and his clothing got soaked in water, Malich Ben, you could continue walking in them, it's not a problem. They know choshesh, doesn't have to be choshesh. The people are going to be choshed him that he laundered his clothing on Shabbos. But he gives the chatzra chatzona when he gets to the first chatzra in the city, and so then shotchan bechama, you're allowed to spread out the wet clothing in the sun in order that they dry out. Avalo k'neged ha'am, but not in front of other people where they're going to see, and that's going to cause a problem of chashad. In the Bir Agra, he's medayik from the Mishnah that dafka keneged hachama, you're allowed to be shoteach the begadim, but you're not allowed to do it keneged hamadura. You're not allowed to do it directly. You're not allowed to spread out your wet clothing right by a fire. And the Mordechai explains two reasons to do this. Bir Agra, quoting this Mordechai, so the Mordechai explains two reasons why keneged hamadura is going to be a problem. Number one, it's mevashel, you're cooking the water that's inside the clothing. And number two, it's melabein, that you're laundering out the clothing, that melabein is only when you use water to clean out the clothing, but that's in fact what you're doing. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos that it's mutter to spread the clothing, the wet clothing, keneged the sun. Sounds like you don't have to remove them. You're allowed to continue to walk even though you've arrived in the city. That the Mishnah is not just a continuation from the previous line where we said, oh, if you're bederech, you keep walking with the clothing, and then when you get to the city, oh, you must remove them, but you can hang them across from the sun. No, the Rambam says you don't must remove them. It's mutter to remove them and hang them from where they'll dry in the sun. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says as well. But in the Chidushim HaMiuchasim L'Ran, he says that as long as you're still walking on the road, you don't have to remove the wet clothing. But once you get to a makom ha-mishtamer, once you get to a protected area where the clothing is not going to get ruined or lost, then you have to remove the wet clothing. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah. So it says, Mar Pshita, isn't it obvious that you're allowed to put a tavshil in a bar in order to protect the tavshil? Why wouldn't you be allowed to put it in a bar? What are you doing? What malach is that? So I thought we had to make a gzera, lest you even out the surface of the bottom of the bar, so that the tavshil will go and will rest nicely in the bar. Because if it's an uneven surface, you wouldn't put a pot of food; it might tip over. So I might have thought we make a gzera mishmashvuy gumos. Kamashmulan, that no such gzera is made. We then said in the Mishnah, you're allowed to take clean water and put it into a tub of dirty water that's cold in order to cool off your clean water. Pshita, what would be the isser of cooling off clean water? Put something in a refrigerator, especially if there's no motor running, so what would possibly be the isser of doing such a thing? So seifa tzrichalei. No, the chiddush is the seifa, v'satzon in bechama, that you're allowed to put cold water in the sun. Says Mara, hanami pshita, that's also a very obvious thing. So ma'u detema dilma asilat muni beremetz kamash mulan. No, that's not as obvious. I might think that you're not allowed to warm up cold water in the sun, because we're going to make a gzeira that you're going to come to heat it in remets, in hot coals. So kamash mulan, that we're not choshesh for such a thing. So then we had said in the Mishnah, that bitzina, you could spread out the begadim in order to dry them on Shabbos, wet begadim to dry them on Shabbos, but not where people see. So Misha Nashru, so the Mishnah had spoken about this, that you get to the Chatzar Chitzon and you spread out your wet clothing. That anything that's also Mishamaris Ayin, you're not even allowed to do Bechadri Chadarim, you're not even allowed to do where nobody's able to see. So ask the Gemara Tanan, says in the Mishnah, that Shoshan Becham Avalo Keneged Ha'am, that if your clothing gets soaked, you are allowed to put them out in order to dry in the sun, but not Keneged Ha'am. So we see that apparently it's a violation of Maris Ayin, that's why you can't do it Keneged Ha'am, but you're allowed to do it straight in the Chama when no one is there. So apparently, we do not assume that it's Aser B'chadri Chadarim. So says Gemara Tanayihi, it's Machlokas Tanayim, whether Maris Ha'ayin issues are Aser B'chadri Chadarim as well. Tetanya Shotchan B'chama V'lo Keneged Ha'am, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Osrim, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, even Shalom Keneged Ha'am is going to be aser. Tosos Maseches Ksubos and Daf Samach Amud Aleph says that even if you aser bechadri chadarim, something that's aser mishamaris ayin, that's only when people will be choshed that you're violating an iser Torah, like spreading begadim that are moist, where the chashad is that you violated an iser daraisa of kibus. But if you do an action that the chashad is only going to be that you violated an iser drabanan, they never made a gezerah against chadri chadarim. The Shabura passes this way in Simon Shin Aleph, meaning if the worst they're going to suspect of you is that you violate an Issa Drabanan, then Bechadri Chadarim it's going to be mutter. The Ramah has a similar comment in Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Hilchos Pasuk B'Chalav in Simen Pei Zayin, where the Ramah says that if one has Chalav Shkedim, if you have almond milk, you should not put almond milk on the table next to Basar, only next to Basar Ov, because Basar Ov is only Drabanan anyway, and there's no Maris Ha'ayin on a Din Drabanan, but not next to Basar Behema, where it's going to be an Issa Drabanan. The concern is it's going to look like you have milk net with Basar Behema, which would be an Issa Daraisa. So the Shach jumps all over there. He says, what are you talking about? There's no Issa of Maris Ayin on Dinim Drabanan. We always have Issa. He brings Rayas from all over Shas. We always have Maris Ayin on Dinim Drabanan. But according to this, you understand very well that there's no Issa of Maris Ayin Bechadre Chadarim on Dinim Drabanan. But Maris Ayin in a public setting is going to apply even on Dinim Drabanan. Just parenthetically, the Eitzah that the Ramah gives, if you need to have chalav shkedim, you want to have some almond milk in your coffee at your fleishig meal, and you're eating beef, so the Ramah says all you need to do is put some shkedim next to it, put some almonds there, and then everyone will realize that the milk is coming from the almonds. It will be a simen that it's not real milk. So that's what many of the contemporary poskim say, that although Badei HaShulchan is not thrilled about this, but many of the contemporary poskim say nowadays that non-dairy creamer is so common, you don't have to worry about having non-dairy creamer on a table with a fleishig of meal. So the Badei Shulchan, Refival is not so pleased with that. He said, what do you mean so common? I don't know. How common was almond milk in the days of the Shulchan Aruch? Probably pretty common. So we don't know how common is, and therefore you should have some indicator. So the many restaurants were makbid, Hashkachos used to be makbid, I don't know if they still are, to dafka always have the non-dairy creamer brought out in the container that says non-dairy creamer on on the table, even if that's less classy, because you need some sort of simen that it's non-dairy creamer. So that's a discussion in contemporary poskim, whether we're concerned about that maris ha'ayin or not. So anyway, so we have this discussion about whether maris ha'ayin applies even b'chadrei chadarim. So the Mishnah Berurah writes that based on what we're saying right now, if a person has a towel on the erev on erev Shabbos that he brings from the Beis HaMerchatz, he should not wait until after Shkia to spread it out. He's got to do it before Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to spread out wet clothing. On Shabbos it's a violation of Maris Ayin. People are going to think that you laundered that clothing. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, oh, it sounds from the Mishnah Berurah that this is true even on a towel, where everyone knows that towels get wet, meaning towels are used for that purpose, to get wet. So Mishnah Berurah sounds like he's machmir even on something that you would imagine most people realize. When you spread out a towel, it's not because you laundered it, it's because you used the towel. So Shmir Shabbos, he discusses in great detail that halacha and why it might be different for a towel than other begadim. So anyway, says the Gemara now, Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna comments, I'm a na'ir talisa b'Shabbos. If a person shakes off dirt from his talis on Shabbos, chayiv chatos, he's in violation of an of Melabin, because that's similar to laundering when you shake dirt off of the talus. That's at least how Rashi understands that it's a violation of laundering. However, and when you're shaking the dirt off of it, however, Tosus writes that if you're Menayer dirt, it doesn't look like you're violating Nisr of Libun, because a Libun of a Beged is only Bemayim, it's not Bemashke, or Mashke, Bemayim or Mashke, it's not just by shaking. That's not the way you do Libun on a Beged. And in fact, Rashi himself said that on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, that Libun is only Bimayim. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Gilui Nashasov here points out the stira in Rashi. How can Rashi say that it's a violation of Melabein when you shake off dirt from a Beged? Rashi himself said that you need water in order to violate Melabein. So in the Sharetzin, in the bottom of the Shabur, in Simshin Beis, he's Miyashiv the stira, and he says that dirt that the normal way to clean it off is just by shaking it, like dust or something like that, then it's Chiv Chatos, even if you just shake it off. But if it's mud, if it's dirty with something that normally would require water, then Liban is only with the emtsotus of mashkin or mayim. So says the Gemara some qualifications over here. V'lo amaran el b'chadati. This issue is only if it's a new beged. Aval ba'atiki, less than above. If it's an older beged, people are not so makbid about a little bit of dirt on an older beged, and therefore it's not a violation. V'lo amaran el b'uchmi. And it's also only true on a black beged, where the dirt is really going to show up against the black background. But if you have a white or a red baguette, less lumba, then that's not a problem. And a third qualification, you're only allowed to, the isser of shaking off dirt is only on the type of dirt that you would be makbid not to have on your baguette during the week, that you would always want to shake it out. So therefore, it's considered to be kibbutz. But if it's something you don't mind having your baguette like that the entire week, then it's not a violation of kibbutz. Ulo itlu lepumbedisa, chazra abandu kamenafzi glimayhu. Ulo went to Pumbedisa and he saw Tamidei Chachamim that were shaking dirt off of their begadim. Amar, kamachal rabban Shabbat, he said, Rabban Rabbi Machal Shabbos. Samul Rav Yudan, futzile ba'ape, that go shake out that dirt right in front of Ulo. Don't worry. Analo kaptin and midi, we're not makbid about this during the week, and therefore, since it's not our derech to be makbid about such dirt, it's not a violation of Libun, and you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. The Chacham did it. Why did they do it if they're never makbid about it? So the Sfasema says they were doing it l'kavod Shabbos, and that's maybe also why he said go do it ba'ape, go do it in front of his face. Why would you want to taunt him? You're going to do it mamish in front of his face. So no, they were doing a mitzvah. They were doing l'kavod Shabbos, but it's not considered kibbutz, because kibbutz is defined, or libun, because that's defined by how a person normally views as a clean beged. But over here, since it was Shabbos, they wanted more than just a clean beged. The begadim are supposed to be different l'kavod Shabbos. We already saw earlier in the Masechta that if a person can afford different begadim, begadim l'kavod Shabbos, he should buy different begadim. Otherwise, he should make some sort of change in the way that he wears his begadim l'kavod Shabbos if he's unable to afford new begadim. And another story, Abaye Avakoy Kamed Rav Yosef. Abaye was standing in front of Rav Yosef and Shabbos. Amalei havli kumtai. So Rav Yosef said, give me my hat. Chazadika tala alei. So Abaye saw that there was a little bit of dirt on the hat. So avakamachasim lemisvalei. He was hesitant to give Rav Yosef his hat because it needed to be shaken off from the there was dew on the hat from the dew that was on it, and he thought that would be a violation of nisur libun. So amalei. So Rav Yosef said to him, nefot shadi, that to take the dirt off, and it's no isra at all. The dew off, and none. Because I'm not makbid about removing tal from my hat on Shabbos, and therefore there's no iser involved. The Bir Halacha writes that from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like that in order to be chayiv chatas for shaking off a beged on Shabbos, you need three conditions to be met. It needs to be a new beged, it needs to be a black beged, and you need to know that the owner is makbid about it. But a stam black beged that's new, that you don't know that the owner is makbid about, there's not going to be an iser of shaking it off on Shabbos. And in fact, the Magen Avram writes this way as well in Siman Shin Beis Sifkat and Beis. But ask the Bir Halacha, then how can Ula just decide that the Chum are being Mechal Shabbos when they're shaking off dirt? You don't know that all three conditions are met. You may be able to look at the Beged and see that it's black. You may be able to look at the Beged and see that it's new, but you can't look at the Beged and know if the owner is being Makbid about it or not. So the Bir Halacha suggests that that third requirement of Makbid is not a separate requirement, meaning Chadash and Shachar are examples of where a person is most likely to be Makbid. But it's all about being Makbid. It's just that typically a person would only be Makbid if it's a newer Beged and if it's a black Beged. So these aren't, in fact, three separate requirements. So when they saw that it was a new black Beged, they said, oh, for sure the guy's Makbid. Who's not Makbid on a new and black Beged? But there's not this third requirement. It's all about being Makbid. One could argue that he knew that they were being mocked because they were doing it, and he didn't think of the idea that maybe they were only doing it l'kavod Shabbos. So that's why he assumed that that they were being mocked. So that's the idea of shaking the dirt off of clothing on Shabbos. It's interesting that you see very clearly that they wore black clothing on Shabbos. That it's mefurish in the Gemara that they wore black bigdei Shabbos. That is not so pashut that's okay. There are some scary passages from the Arizal about the importance of wearing white begadim on Shabbos, and that there were dreams that Arizal had, that they quote that people spoke to people who had already died, and they were wearing black in the Olam HaEmes, and they said they were only wearing black in the Olam HaEmes because they wore black on Shabbos, they didn't wear white on Shabbos. So there seems to be a particular hakpada dafka about wearing white on Shabbos, not about wearing black on Shabbos. But you see beferish in the Gemara that they wore black on Shabbos. So that's why I guess our minhag is to be makel, we wear a black suit but a white shirt. So a person should try to be makbid to wear a white shirt on Shabbos, even if you wear whatever colors during the week. So there's such an inyan on Shabbos. Okay, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hayotzi betalas mekupelas. So now we're going to talk about carrying clothing on Shabbos, even though that hasn't been at all the topic that we've been discussing. Tosfos points out over here in Dibra Maschal Hayotzi that since we were talking about clothing, so now we're going to talk about carrying clothing, even though it's obviously halachically it's a different topic, but thematically we're talking about clothing, so we continue to discuss clothing. So someone who goes out with a folded talis munachas al kseifo b'Shabbos, placed over his shoulder on Shabbos, so he folds over after he covers his head with the talis, he folds over the rest of the talis over his shoulder, and he goes that way into Rosh Hashanah chayiv chatos. He's chayiv for carrying the talis in Rosh Hashanah. That's not derech malbush. Tanya nami achi and Brisa supports this. So riksus hayotz mitlisus mukpalus munachas al kseifo b'Shabbos. If talis merchants go around with folded talisim on their shoulders on Shabbos, they're chayiv chatos. And it's not only merchants, it's anybody that goes out that way. It's just normal for mochrin to go out that way. If a chenveni goes out with the money that's wrapped in his bag, chayiv chatos. It's not only a chenveni, anyone who carries money out like that. It's so even though it's a sadin, which is a beggar that he would wear, but he has money wrapped up in the beggar that he's wearing, he's going to be chayiv. He's going to be chayiv chatos. It's going to be nisud daraisa of carrying on Shabbos. Obviously, you shouldn't carry around money anyway. Money's mukta, but it's nisud daraisa of carrying on Shabbos. So now, what if you go to Rosh Hashanah when you're wearing a beged in a way that some people would wear the beged, but most people would not wear the beged? Are you still chayiv chatos? V'artanin, people who are from a place called Ratan, Yotzin b'sudarin shal k'sefan. They're allowed to go out with their sudarin folded up over their shoulders. L'ratan b'lvad amru, elakal adam. And really, that's not only for those people, it's for everybody. Elashadarkin shal ratan latzis b'kach. It's just that they normally walk out that way, and therefore it's considered derech malbush for everybody, even though it's only normal for them. Because once it's normal for a significant subset of people, then it becomes derech malbush. Amr be the maisa b'horkinus b'no shal rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. We have a story with Horkinus, the son of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. I think the Bali Atos is right that Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. So that's a Dafyomi coincidence. He wrote the entire kinos from yesterday. There's a discussion in Rishonim who he was. That maybe it was Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon, or it was Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus. They're not sure exactly who he was, but he was a Tana, it seems like. So I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's a Tosas maybe in Chagiga like that. I forgot. So anyway, so there's a story with Horkinus, the son of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, she yatsa besudah shal ksefa b'shabbos, that he went out with a cloth over it, with his clothing, but folded over his shoulders on Shabbos. Ela shenima is a kruchalo betzbo, but he had one strand wrapped around his finger so that it shouldn't fall off. It shouldn't completely fall from his body. Ukshvad of nechacham amru afileinim a kruchalo betzbo. You don't even need that. It's perfectly fine. Some people go out like that. Darshav nachem rav chista mishmed rav chista halacha afal pishenim a kruchalo betzbo. So even if you don't have a strand wrapped around your finger, it's perfectly fine. Fine. Ula ikla lebei Isi Barhini. Ula went to the house of Isi Barhini. Bo mine maulasos marzav b'Shabbos. They asked, can you take your garment and make like a gutter out of your garment on Shabbos? Samlu hachi amar Rabbi Lai asulasos marzav b'Shabbos. Oh, we have a Kabbalah, you're not allowed to do that. Says my marzav, what is a gutter out of your garment on Shabbos? What does that mean? So Rabbi Zeira kisi bavliyasa, that they would lift up, the way Rashi explains, they would lift up the hem of the beged, of the long beged, and fold it over upward, and then they would sew it up a little bit so that the folded over part is like a has like a base kibble. It's like a pocket, and that way it looks like a gutter where water would stream down. So they did it in order to shorten the long talus, and that way it was easier to walk in the beged on Shabbos. That's how Rashi explains. Tosus disagrees with Rashi, and they say no, it's not about folding a talus because of an issur of tikkun kli. The issue is yitzil rishus harabim, and the question is whether there's derech malbush. I mean, Rashi says that the shaila was about whether there's a violation of Tikkun Kli. Tos says, no, that wasn't the Shaila. That's not what the Sugi is about. The Sugi is about Hotza'ah. So it's a violation. It's a question of whether this is considered Derech Malbush or not. Rabbi Yirmiyah of Yosef Kamed Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Zeira, and he folded his talus a certain way. So Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Zeira, Hachimai, what about this? Is this okay? Are you allowed to, is this a violation of Tikkun Kli, the way Rashi understands? So Amalei, Asr. He says, Asr, absolutely a violation. Vachimai, what if I do it this way? Amalei, Asr. Amra Papa, Nokotai Klalu Biyad. If you want to take a klal to figure out what's mutar, what's asr, here's the rule. Kol adaita dil chanufei, anytime you fold the talus in order that it should stay that way, asr. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, that's tikkun kli. Kol delehis nos, but anytime you just do it for a momentary thing, that it should look nicer for the moment, shari, that's mutar. Ki ad rav shishar, brei dravidi, masna basadinu hava, that he used to go on a weekday, he would fold his talus on his body as a way of looking nicer after he'd be misatef with the talus. And then, since he did that on a weekday, you see that it's the derech to make the talus look nice to do that, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Shabbos as well, because it was not a kippul that was kavua, it was not a folding that was meant to stay that way forever. So that's the rule. He asked Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Pamach Asiyat Rabbi Lasada, he reported on a maisa that happened, that Rabbi went out to the field on Shabbos, v'yishnei tzidei taliso munach nal ksefo, and although the talus was in front of him and behind him, covering the front and the back of his body, the sides of the talus were bunched up on his shoulders. I guess like the way we wear a talus. Some of the fun of Yeshua ben Zirus ben Chamav shol Rabbi Meir, bezulo chiyav Rabbi Meir chatas. So the Yeshua ben Zirus, the son of the father-in-law of Rabbi Meir, said, "Wait, ibizu lo chiyav Rabbi Meir chatos? Isn't that the case where Rabbi Meir would be mechayev chatos for carrying in Rosh Hashanah? That's not derech malbush. Who bunches up a talus on their shoulders?" So he said to him, "Dik Rabbi Meir, ad kan? Really, Rabbi Meir was so metaktik that you should wear the talus in such a way that it should just be wrapped around your body and not bunched up at all?" So Shilshal Rabbi Talisa, Rabbi immediately fixed it and he took it off of his shoulders. It was not Yeshua ben Zirus that Rabbi was that corrected Rabbi about how he was wearing his talus. El Yeshua ben Kfosai haya chasanul shal Rabbi Akiva. It was Rabbi Akiva son-in-law Yeshua ben Kfosai. And Amar, he said to Rabbi, "Bazu lo chiyav Rabbi Akiva chatas." Why do you think Rabbi Akiva? He was quoting Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Meir. You think Rabbi Akiva wasn't mechayev chatas? Amar lo diktek Rabbi Akiva ad kan shil shal Rabbi Talisa. So, and the story ended the same way. Out of covered from Yakiva, I didn't know Rabbi Akiva was so makvin about it, so he corrected it right away. Kiyasra of Shmuel bar of Yehuda, Amar Nishal Itmar, that when Rosh Shmuel bar Yehuda came to Bavel, he said that he got the Maisa wrong, that Rabbi himself did not go out wearing a talus in such a way that he then had to correct himself and fix it, because he thought it was Derech Malbush and it turned out not to be. No, he asked a Shaila whether you're allowed to go out in such a way, and he initially thought that he was going to be Matar, because he thought that it was Derech Malbush, but then they told him that either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Akiva said it's not a Derech Malbush, and therefore he never paskened erroneously. He never made that mistake of actually wearing it that way, because he was corrected in time. So it's not that he did it and then had to correct it later on. So I guess the Gemara is trying to correct it. It's like Motzi Laz and Rebbe, that he violated some sort of Isser B'Shogeg. No, he didn't violate any Isser. He was just talking and learning, and he was able to clarify it. Okay, so now the Mishnah discusses a whole number of bathing and other bodily needs that may or may not be done on Shabbos. So rochets b'mei ma'arav, someone bathes in warm water that's in a cave, u'b'mei Tveria, or in the waters of Tveria, v'nistapeg, and then he dries himself off, afilu be'eser aluntios, even if he has plenty of towels, so none of the towels really get fully saturated, because he's got 10 different towels to dry off his body. Still, lo yavim b'yada, you're not allowed to bring them by hand to his house, even through a place that has an eruv, because there's a chashash that if you have wet towels, you might come to be sochet, you might come to squeeze out the water from them. But you could have 10 people sharing one towel for their hands, face, and feet, where it gets totally drenched, and there's still no chashash of schita, because even though it's totally drenched, when you have a lot of people there, we assume that they're going to remind each other, and therefore there's not going to be a chashash of schita. We already had this back on Daf Yud Beis, that two people are allowed to read La'ara Ner b'Shabbos, and you don't have to be choshesh Shema Yatu Esener, that they're going to come to tilt the candle. I forgot which of the Gedolim, maybe Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, one of the Gedolim, there was a Maisa like that, that when he was young, he would want to, as a teenager, I don't remember who it was, but his mother was a single mother. I think his father passed away when he was very young, and his mother used to stay up with him all night so that he could learn by the Or HaNer, because on Friday night, because otherwise he knew that he couldn't sit there alone and learn, and that was the Mesiris Nefesh that she would have, that she would be, because she knew he needed a second person, because when there's a second person there, then there's not going to be a chashash. So that's why Asar B'nai Adam, that are carrying the Aluntas, that are carrying the towel, so they're going to remind each other, and you don't have to worry that it's going to be mevi lidei schita. That works generally when you're dealing with people who are religious, but if people who are bad guys and who are not shomrei Torah, so then the number of people l'chora does not work. Similar to what the Gemara says at the end of Kiddushin, when it comes to yichud, that a number of if you have two men, so that's good enough to save from yichud. On the derech you need three, but the Gemara says if you have ten guys and they're all bad guys, then it's not going to help at all. Then they're all prutzim. They're not going to help at all because they're not going to correct each other's behavior. They'll only help each other. Sachan mashmashin. The mission goes on to say that you're allowed to put oil on your body on Shabbos, and you're allowed to even rub it in for hana'a. Avalomis amlin, but you're not allowed to like massage it in. Avalomis garin. You're also not allowed to scrape the body on Shabbos. That's considered uvda dechol. Ve'in yordin lekordima. You're not allowed to go to the Kordima River on Shabbos. Ve'in osnapak to visit. You're not allowed to do something that will cause you to vomit. Ve'in ma'atzvinas hakatan. You're not allowed to straighten the bones of a or the spine of a baby that's born on Shabbos. And the Gemara is going to explain why. Ve'in machzirinas hashever. You're not allowed to put a break back into place because that's a refuah. That's asur mishum shchikas hamanim. Mishenifkar yado v'raglo. If a person has a dislocated bone, lo yitrufim b'tzonin. You shouldn't rub the hand or the foot in cold water because then it's clear that you're doing it l'shem refuah. Avul rochitzu kedarko v'nisrapi nisrapi. But you can bathe in the normal way, and if there's some refuah that comes from it, so good, that's fine. The refuah will happen memela. So katani me ma'ara dum yidmei tveria. The Mishnah said together both me ma'ara and me tveria. So apparently they have the same halacha. So ma me tveria and the same status. So ma me tveria chaminaf me ma'ara chamin. It must be that the cave water we're talking about is warm water, because me tveria we know is warm. There's such a thing called chamei tveria. So we know that it's warm water in the cave, and it says harochets. It speaks about if someone did bathe in them. Sounds like if you did, but you're not supposed to bathe in them on in such waters on Shabbos. Michlal sounds from there that if you're just going to pour the water over your body and not go into a bath of such water, that's mutter. That's not derech rechitza. So, money. Who is the author of our Mishnah that would assume that you're not allowed to go into the bath on Shabbos, but that you're allowed to shower over your body with warm water on Shabbos? Says Gemara Rabbi Shimon, he that follows the sheet of Rabbi Shimon de Tanya. Lo yishtatev al ben b'chan ben b'tzon div Ramei. Ramei says not allowed to shower in warm, cold water no matter what. Rabbi Shimon says, oh, to shower, that's okay. To bathe is not okay. And he doesn't distinguish between warm and cold water. So apparently, obviously not allowed to cook water on Shabbos. That's bishel, right? But he's talking about water that's already naturally warm. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'chamen asur b'tzon in mutter. And Rabbi Yehuda says with warm water it's asur, and with cold water it's going to be mutter. So our Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Shimon that doesn't distinguish between warm and cold water and says that you're not allowed to bathe in it, but you are allowed to shower in it. So now we go back to carrying wet towels back from a mercha. So the Gemara discusses Nestapik afilu besar aluntis. The Mishnah had said that if you bathe, you can even if you use 10 different towels, it's going to be a violation of carrying it back because there's a chashash schita. But if it's 10 guys that shared one towel and they're all together, then there's no chashash. So why did the Mishnah pick an example of 10 towels and then the Seifa picked an example of one towel? So Reisha Rabuza Kamashmalan, Seifa Rabuza Kamashmalan. Each one is telling me a chiddush. Meaning the real chiluk over here is not between the number of towels. In the end of the day, the number of towels don't make a difference. The chiluk is the number of people. That if you're all alone, then it's usher. If you're with other people, then it's mutter. So why give different numbers of towels? So says Mar, a great chiddush in each of the Reisha and the Seifa. That Reisha Rabuza Kamashmalan, Dafilu Hani Delon Fishi Bumaya. The Reisha is telling us a chiddush that even though you had so many towels, none of them were really wet. So kiven dechadhu asil deischita. But since you're one person, we're still choshesh. It's going to be maybe the deischita. The sefer rabuza kamashman. The sefer tell me a chiddush. Ve'afilu hani dinafishi b'umaya. That even if it's one towel shared by 10 guys, so it's saturated. Kiven derabim ninu. But since it's many people, mit kriya adadi, we assume that they will remind each other, and it's not going to be maybe li deischita. Tanu rabban mistabek adam ba'aluntas. The person is allowed to dry with a towel, and you're not choshesh for schita. Manichba chalom. And you can put it in a cubby that's by the wall of the Beis HaMerchatz. V'leim serenu l'ul yarin. But don't give it to the bathhouse attendants. M'nei shechashudim al osodavar. Because they're choshed for doing osodavar. Osodavar, the Gemara refers to always as like the scary thing. Like the thing that we can't even mention. So over here, like the worst thing you could do with a towel is to be soched it. So osodavar means to do schita on the towel. We're choshed that they're going to do schita on the towel. Rabbi Shimon Omer mistabik ba'alun tzachas u'mavia biyadol toch beso. That a person could dry with a single towel, then he could bring it by hand into his house, and even though it's saturated with water, we're not choshish that it's going to be maybe the day schita. That's against our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says that if you're one person, we're always choshish that it's going to be maybe the day schita. Samle Abay Rav Yosef, Hilchsamai, how do we paskin on this? Samle Rav Yosef responded, HaRabbi Shimon, HaRabbi, HaShmuel, HaRabbi Yochanan. How many Amoraim, Gedoli Amoraim do you need that say that it's mutter? They all say that it's mutter, and therefore, that's how we paskin. So even though the Mishnah said that it's asr for a yachid to be handling a wet towel, you have so many gedolei amoraim that paskin not that way. So it says, where do we have so many gedolei amoraim and say not that? So Rabbi gedolei tanaim and amoraim. So it says, Rabbi Shimon the Tana, that we already had in the brisa that he says you're allowed to bring bring the towel to your house on Shabbos. Rebbe, where do we find Rebbe says such a thing? The Tanya, the Braisa says, Amar Rebbe, Kshayinu Lemeidin Torah Etzel Rebbe Shimon B'Tekoa, when we were learning Torah by Rebbe Shimon in Tekoa, Hayinu Malin Shemin V'Aluntis, we bring on Shabbos oil to anoint our bodies with, and Aluntis to dry our towels, to dry ourselves off with, Michatzor L'Gag, U'Migag L'Karpev, we bring them from the Chatzor of the house to the Gag of the house, and from the Gag to the Karpev, which is a place outside of the city that's surrounded by Mechitzos, it's meant for storage, Ad Sheyinu Magin Etzel Mayan Sheyinu Rochtzin, till we got to the Mayan, the spring of water that we would bathe in, and we didn't leave the towels by the Mayan, obviously, Rashi points out, they brought them back with them. So you see that Rebbe allowed them to bring the towels back, because he said that's what they used to do all the time, and apparently he was not worried about Schita. That's how Rashi understands. Tosfos from the Lashon, the Gemara, Yinu Rochtzin, it sounds like there were a lot of Talmidim that were there. So how can you bring a raya from that? I mean, the whole Shaila was not whether someone's allowed to carry a towel, it's whether a single person can carry a towel. When there are Rabbim, the Mishnah was explicit that you're allowed to carry a towel. So maybe two Talmidim carried the towel together. So Tosfos says it's Mestaver that Rabbi Shimon was Mesrachet alone, and he only had one Talmud with him, because the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Aleph says that a Talmud shouldn't bathe together with his Rebbe, and if it's Rabbi Tzarech Lo, it's Mutter. So Rabbi Shimon didn't require more than one Talmud to be there, meaning certainly it's an inyan of covenant for the Rebbe that the Rebbe shouldn't, in yeshivas, when they have a mikveh, like an Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, they have Rebbeim's hours, and then they have the Talmidim's hours, so that there shouldn't be that the Talmidim are going to the mikveh the same time as the Rebbe. In general, the poskim talk about Rav Harfinis, big posek in Williamsburg, a big Satmar posek, in his Nishma Shabbos, has a kama v'kama tshuvas about how important it is to maintain a sense of tznius even when a person goes to the mikveh. That people think that, like, all goes, you know, people are just hanging out in the mikveh smoking a cigarette or something, you know, it's not appropriate. A person should have a basic sense of decency and tznius and try to cover up, you know, even when going to the mikveh. But it's certainly a Rebbe and a Talmud, so Mestama, there was no one else there. Shmuel, and where do we find Shmuel held this way? Dom Rebbe Dom Shmuel, that a person could dry off with a towel and carry it by hand back to his house. Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan, we find, says the same thing. So you see that all of these Gedolei Tanaim v'Amoraim, they all held this way, and therefore it's mutter. Wait, does Rabbi Yochanan say that an individual person is allowed to carry a wet towel on Shabbos? But then Rabbi Yochanan tells us we pass like a Stam Mishnu Tnan, and we have a Stam Mishnah and a Stam Gafilu Besra Aluntis Slovi Vim Biyado, that if you dry yourself off even with 10 towels, you're not allowed to carry them. So Kaben Chachinai Masana. Now Rabbi Yochanan taught that Mishnah with the words Divrei Ben Chachinai at the end. So it's a Das Yachid that says that halacha, but Rabbi Yochanan himself disagrees. Amram Chibarab Amram Rabbi Yochanan, Yorin Mevin Balore Noshim. The bathhouse attendants are allowed to bring on Shabbos the cloths that the women would dry with, lebnei bani, to the bathhouse, and through Rosh Hashanah, v'ad sheyiskasa ben Rosh and Ruban, they carry it through Rosh Hashanah as long as they wear it derech malbush. Sachnisa, the large suda, that the large kerchief, Amar Rabbi Yavin Bar Chisa, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, tzarech lekasha shnei roshel lemata. If you don't want to violate otzah by carrying this kerchief, you need to tie the two ends of it underneath. V'am Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lemata mikshafayim, that you have to tie it underneath your shoulders. When you carry my clothing in the Rosh Hasharabim for the soldiers that I'm taxed to support, sharbivu buhu lematam iksafayim, you should make sure the clothing is lowered below the shoulders so that it's derech malbush and it's not derech masa. Sachem mashpshim. We then said in the Mishnah you're allowed to rub oil on the guf and you're allowed to be mashmesh the entire guf with your hands. So you just can't do it the way you would do it on a weekday. So hechi of it. So what's the way that you would do it with the shinoi and Shabbos? First you put the oil on, then you rub it with the hands. Rabbi Yochanan Amar sach mashmish basachas. You do it simultaneously. Avalomis amlin, but you're not allowed to really massage it in. Amar b'chibarabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Asu lamud b'karkiyisa shal diyomsas. You're not allowed to stand by the karka of the Diyomsas River, which is is a very mineral-filled river. Because it has therapeutic value, and that's usher to do on Shabbos. The mud at the bottom of the river has therapeutic value. It only has therapeutic value for 21 days a year. Vatzeres min haminyan, and Shavuos is one of those days. So Shavuos the first of those 21 days or the last of those 21 days? Tashma, Damar Shmuel, Kula Shakyani Midivcha V'Adetzirta Malu. All of the mashkim that a person drinks for refuah are healthy between Pesach and Shavuos. So it must be that the bathing of the Diomasses is also healthy only up until Shavuos, not afterwards. Says Mar, no, Dilma Hasim with the Kamed Kara Alma Mali. When you're drinking, it's to cool your body down. So when the world is cooler, it's good to drink that mashkim l'refuah because in cool air. But Avol Hachem Mishum Havluhu. But over here, the bathing is the refuah is from the heat. So maybe Kim Decham Mal Mitzvei Mali. Maybe when the world is hotter after Shavuos, it's summertime. Maybe it's better for you. Amar Rabbi Chelbo Chamra de Progisa. The best wine that they have from Progisa, Maya de Diomesses, and the water from Diomesses, Kipo Aseres Hashvatim Yisrael. That kind of hana is what led the Ten Shvatim to abandon Klal Yisrael, because the Gashmius was so great they took them away from Ruchnius. And the Gemara tells a highly unusual story. Rabbi Lozer ben Arach Ikla Lahasam. He once went to that place, Imshach Masraya Yakar Talmudei, and he was so taken by this hana that he forgot his learning. Kiada, when he came back to his own city, Asa Kam Lemikra B'Sifra, they called him for an aliyah to read from the Sefer Torah, Bal Lemikra, and he wanted to read the Pasuk HaChodesh Hazel Lechem, right, the very first mitzvah in the Torah, the very basics. So Amar HaCheresh HaYalibam, and he couldn't distinguish between the Dalet and the Reish, between the Chaf and the Beis, and he read HaCheresh HaYalibam. Bo Rabban Rachmi Alev Adu Talmudei, the Rabban and Davin for him that his learning should come back. V'ayinu Ditzan, Rabbi Nurai Omer, Havigol L'makam Torah, that's why you always have to be golden to a makam Torah. V'al Tomer Shi Tavoh Acherecha, don't say the Torah is going to follow you. It's the chever that you're amongst that's going to determine whether you retain your Torah. Don't rely on your own understanding. What his name was? Why was he called Rabbi Nurai? Because he enlightened the chacham with halacha. We then said, "Now let us scrape your body." Not allowed to scrape with an actual scraper on Shabbos. If your feet were very dirty, then you could scrape it off without a problem. His mother made him a silver scraper on Shabbos, and that way it wouldn't be of the dechol because he had a special one to use, dafka for Shabbos. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Ein Yordin tomorrow Shabbos, so we'll have shir and shul, but not online, and Bez Hashem will pick up on Sunday from there, from after tomorrow's daf. A good Shabbos, everybody.
Rabbi, have a good Shabbos, everybody.